Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. RCAF USA does not have a problem with cattle producers using short frequency identification ear tags, otherwise known as RFID tags, but what they do have an issue with is the government mandating their use. RCAF USA Chief Executive Officer Bill Bullard.
It's a forced mandate and there's no return in the marketplace. There is no promise of any economic reward for having expended the significant amount of money in order to use these tags. And we're also clearly aware that this is simply phase one. USDA first wants to require RFID technology on all adult cattle over 18 months of age that are sexually intact that are crossing state lines. So they're starting small because they want to minimize the opposition. But ultimately what the government wants is they want every single animal to be RFID ear tagged at the time it hits the ground. And then they want every producer to register their premises with the federal government. And then there will be a requirement to track every movement of that animal throughout its lifespan.
Which Bullard says is an infringement on freedoms and liberties of producers.
Who should be accorded the right to choose what best fits their individual operation, whether it be a bright metal ear tag or a RFID chip or a back tag or a tattoo.
Bullard adds that questions remain on who will run and who will maintain the database. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.